Donald Trump wants to take back the Panama Canal. His recent comments have brought renewed attention to this outstanding sea gate. Learn why America built the Panama Canal, why we gave it away to Panama, and how this terrible decision will soon cost our nation dearly. Next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. Mr. Donald Trump has warned that the Panama Canal may have to be brought back to the United States. He's concerned about the high fees that are paid, and about 70% of that business is from the U.S. itself. And they, of course, sold it back to Panama for $1. Mr. Trump's also concerned about the control of the Chinese now over the canal, at least at both ends. They can be in charge so much that they can even stop the ships from coming through or whatever they're trying to do. This canal has been one of the most strategic canals in the world, especially during World War II and the Cold War that we've experienced in the past. I'll show you a little later that the gate, these are all called sea gates. Much trading goes on all over the seas. These canals are called sea gates, and there are many of them, somewhat like this, only not nearly as prestigious as the Panama Canal. It is called the gate, and the only one that is called the gate. So what is that all about? We know, if we look at these Bible prophecies, that God Himself, God gave that Panama Canal to America. That is a spectacular understanding. We need to know why and how that all happened. Axios.com by Ben Beckowitz said this: context, Panama granted the U.S. the right to build the canal and control the land on either side in 1904. In 1977, President Jimmy Carter signed a treaty that returned the canal to full Panamanian control by the end of 1999 in exchange for its permanent neutrality. So there's a permanent neutrality there. And if you look at what is happening with China, well, that doesn't sound like permanent neutrality. Something is dangerously wrong. So that's just a fact for all of the United States. And China just really has controls at both ends of that Panama Canal. And Trump said about that, if the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to us in full and without question. To the officials of Panama, please be guided accordingly. So he is talking a lot about this. And then he goes on to say it was solely for Panama to manage, not China or anyone else. We would and will never let it fall into the wrong hands. That's what he is saying. So I want to talk to you today about this. Bible prophecy reveals why we won and lost the Panama Canal. Bible prophecy reveals why we won and lost the Panama Canal. I wrote a booklet on China's dangerous move against America. That was in 2021. When we published that. So I'd like to give you some material from that booklet, and you'll see an amazing story that has a lot to do with God. And who would even think about that? And who would even talk about that today? Well, I don't hear anybody else, but there's a lot in the Bible about the Panama Canal and other canals or sea gates. If you look at President Theodore Roosevelt, he really was sold on the Panama Canal And it cost taxpayers just many millions of dollars to do that, plus 38,000 men, American men, they died doing the Panama Canal and working there. That was because of mosquitoes that were very deadly and caused a lot of problems there. I wrote, but the canal didn't just serve America. It slashed shipping costs and opened up free trade and all kinds of services and blessings to the whole world. I mean, it really was shared with the whole world. Well, it's not that way today. It is not that way. Charles Krauthammer, the late Charles Krauthammer, said the strategic jewel that was the Panama Canal launched America to the rank of great power. It gave them that much more power, and everybody could see this was a world power. And Theodore Roosevelt was a powerful president. But anyhow, that canal was just a major part of making America great, the greatest single nation ever in this world. That too is prophesied. But let me read you just another quote from the booklet. Here's what it says. GlobalSecurity.org discusses how vital the canal was to America during World War II. Here's what they said. When the United States found itself enmeshed in a two-ocean war, the Panama Canal suddenly became the most strategic point on the globe. And we sold it for a dollar, even though we had created it and lost a lot of lives, thousands of lives and a lot of money. It is the single most strategic point for America. So, why did that all happen? Where was there a reason to ever give that back to Panama, which it really wasn't never theirs anyhow, and there was an agreement there that they would do, and we would make it all possible. And of course, they made money on that all the time. In the Cold War, we again had a lot of power through using the strategic gateway of the Panama Canal. No maritime gate on earth was as important to the U.S. as the Panama Canal, not even close to what they did and what that canal did. Then let me just show you a little about what's happening there now. On March 1st, 1997, the giant Chinese corporation Hutchison Whampoa took control of the American constructed ports at each end of the Panama Canal. Now they just took control. And they're our enemy, perhaps the worst right now. So that's the Communist Party. That corporation is, they just have that name on it, but it's the Communist Party that controls everything they do. And that's what is concerning President-elect Donald Trump. Here's what we wrote. An enterprise of China, the nation possessing the world's largest army, which aggressively expanded its Navy and Air Force, took control of the major sea transit gateway between East and West. And they've got a lot of nuclear bombs, and they're very close to America. And located at the underbelly of America. So here we have these problems to contend with. The U.S. Naval Institute wrote that the Chinese will leverage their Latin American presence when they feel it's necessary. In other words, they'll get military bases there, and they can do it very quickly. And what can we do to prevent it without going in with a lot of power? Now, I believe China might not be so successful here. It could even diminish their power. But we, of course, we don't know. But they certainly are a superpower status today. And in many ways, more powerful even the United States. So it would be a real loss if they were to lose, let's say, their power in the Panama Canal, and they just might do that. We don't know. But God just might give this gate back to America. I would not be shocked to see that happen, because there have been a lot of miracles that have happened during Donald Trump's political campaign. But just remember about that first assassination attempt on his life, when he really was shot in the ear and just miraculously turned the right way at the right moment when the man shooting at him had a good take on his head, a good target right there. And many people believed, well, God had a hand in that, and he did. The Bible even tells you that. He said this man would war his way back. Well, that's war if ever there was a war. And of course, there was another one, but not quite so severe. They didn't get to shoot at him. But anyhow, China can move their military to the Panama Canal anytime they want to. It'd be an easy matter to do. So Theodore Roosevelt, President of the United States, once famously said, "If we stand idly by, if we shrink from the hard contest where men must win at hazard of their lives and at the risk of all they hold dear, then the bolder and stronger peoples will pass us by and will win for themselves the domination of the world." That's the way it is in this world. And now we are being dominated by China in many ways because we've allowed it. He wrote a book, and his book was titled, "Fear God and Take Your Own Part." This is the President of the United States writing a book, "Fear God and Do Your Part." And he made America great. He made it a world power by creating the Panama Canal and controlling it until it was given away. He was blessed because he feared God. Now this is at the heart of everything. If we want to get it back to America, we'd better think about fearing God and put things in God's hands and show God we fear Him, really fear Him. Not just act like it, but do that. Act it out and do it. We gave it back to Panama. They were threatening, just a small group of people were doing that. And then we began to say, well, we didn't want things going on and shooting going on down there. And we didn't have the power or the pride in our power at that time. And we didn't want to get into something like that. And so they began to talk about, well, it's not really that important. It's unimportant to us. And they were fantasizing like little children about this supremely dangerous situation. And what was wrong? See, we lost our world vision. Genesis 35 in verse 11, I'll just explain that. It talks about a nation and a company of nations, and that is America and Britain. And you can read about that in the United States and Britain in prophecy. And if you don't have that book, you do need it. It tells you all about those two nations and their prophecy in the Bible. Deuteronomy 28 verse 52 says, one specific way God would bless these two powers was by giving them control over gates. These gates are the maritime ports and passages that world trade flows through, and even land gates in a few cases. Did you know that Britain and America had possession of every major gate in the world? All of the gates, sea gates and a few land gates. Britain really ruled the world, and if I have time later, I can tell you about the different sea gates. I've got a list of them here, and if you get the booklet, you can read them that way, and that will save me a little time here. God gave all of those gifts to us. It's prophesied in your Bible. He said He would give us those sea gates of our enemies. And that's what made us great powers. But now we've lost them all, essentially. Why? Well, because we're not having pride in our power today like we should have. And God says in another place that He will break our will in our pride, in our power, if we don't obey Him. That's what God prophesies, so we have to take this seriously. But what awesome gifts this was to us. So many of them. And if you look at that, just to what it says in the Bible about those sea gates, even that proves to you where Israel is today. And I'll tell you, prophetic Israel is America and Britain. And then their prophecy about this end time is also adds Judah to the mix, because they have the scepter promise. We have the birthright promises, Britain and America. God has given us so much. And what are we doing with it? Notice Genesis 22, verse 17, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashores. This shows just how immense the family of Abraham was, largely through the grandson Israel. And then notice he concludes this by saying, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. The gate. Think about that. Out of all the gates, he only calls one the gate. And I'll tell you, if you understand this, let me just read you something else here. Deuteronomy 28 specifies gates, plural, an accurate translation of the Hebrew word siarika. But Genesis 22, it is from the singular construct of the word the gate. It really is the gate. That's the way the Bible words it and explains it to us. So which gate do you think that is? Well, that's the most powerful gate, really, that there ever has been in this world, at the right time anyhow. And God says it's like the gate. It's really God's special gift to America. God gave it to us. Isn't that awesome that God would have the gate, a special gate to make us great and make us powerful like no other sea gate or land gate has done that? It simply has been the as powerful as the Panama Canal. So a great gift from God, a miraculous, powerful gift from God Himself. Don't you think we ought to think and see why Theodore Roosevelt feared God before he stepped out and did things like this, like making or creating the Panama Canal and all of the terrible deaths because of it? So here we had this awesome sea gate, I think the best one ever, if you look what it has done for America. Let me read you a quote here from the booklet. The canal has served the world for decades. It is a great gift given by God through America and through his outstanding leader, Theodore Roosevelt, because he feared God. He feared God. Clearly, the Panama Canal is the gate. God speaks of it in Genesis 22 and verse 17. Yes, this one was done by a man who feared God. And God rewarded us because of that fear in one man. And there were a lot others that thought that way at that time. But we are getting away from God today. This is not about a certain group of people, Republican or Democrat view. This is about all of us that God is talking about. that if we want to be great, we'll only be great through God and fearing Him. That's what it's all about. The gate emphasized, perhaps it indicates that this history, there may be more history here in this gate. Maybe President-elect or President Donald Trump, when he gets in office and is inaugurated, he has the power to do a lot of things, and there will be more miracles that come if we learn a lesson in that process. God wants to teach us how to fear God and not have to be punished for our sins. And that is a sin when you turn away from a gift like that that God has given us. This is not a partisan view of things, but China is just gobbling up much of what belongs to America, and we're letting it happen, and that's going to end to a great extent very soon. But only for a temporary time, unless we learn the lesson of fearing God. See, we do have to fear God. Well, in Genesis 49 and verse 1, it talks about the last days. In Deuteronomy and in Leviticus, the same thing. I don't have time to go ahead and get into all of this, but 2 Kings 14 verses 26 through 28 tells you about this in Bible prophecy. And you can see that in the new throne of David. So, I don't have time to get any more than that, and I'll just end there. Until next week, this is Gerald Flory. Goodbye, friends.
Donald Trump wants to take back the Panama Canal. His recent comments have brought renewed attention to this outstanding seagate. Learn why America built the Panama Canal, why we gave it away to Panama, and how this terrible decision will soon cost our nation dearly. Building the Panama Canal was a crowning achievement for the United States. This dangerous project cost the lives of 38,000 workers. Once completed in 1914, the Panama Canal allowed for faster, safer, and cheaper shipping between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. But Jimmy Carter sold the canal to Panama in 1977 for $1 in exchange for Panama's permanent neutrality. Panama took complete control of the canal in 1999. In the time since America's shameful abandonment of the Panama Canal, China has taken over. China is a major adversary of America. Panama has clearly violated its pledge of neutrality to the United States. In many ways, China now dominates America. We have permitted this travesty. The Holy Bible warns that we have made a grave mistake. Request Gerald Flory's free booklet, China's Dangerous Move Against America, to expose how China is now undermining and threatening the United States in a most unexpected way. Yes, China is stealing American jobs and technology, flooding our nation with drugs and disease, overtaking us in trade, and menacing us militarily. But few realize that China has also moved right into America's backyard. China has seized control of the Panama Canal and will use it to topple the American superpower. The Panama Canal is probably the greatest seagate ever. For decades, it has served the world. United States President Theodore Roosevelt was inspired by God to build it. Study China's dangerous move against America for God's perspective on the Panama Canal and other seagates. Prove that God gave the major seagates of the world to the British Empire and later to the United States. Learn why God is now taking these seagates away. Discover the vital strategic importance of the Panama Canal for America in the past and now for China as it plots against America. You will also receive a free copy of Gerald Flory's booklet, Russia and China in Prophecy. Historically, Russia and China have been rivals or uneasy friends, but your Bible says they will form an unstoppable, world-dominating alliance. No other superpower or alliance on the planet will stand a chance against the kings of the East. Study Russia and China in Prophecy to discern this monstrous alliance. It's about to shake all nations and cause unparalleled destruction. But Russia and China won't be alone. Your Bible identifies several other nations that will align with this power block and make it even stronger. Study Russia and China in prophecy to know where all this chaos is leading. Grasp the crucial biblical and secular history of Russia and China. Learn how to spot important developments in the relationships between Russia, China, and other Asian nations. Prove beyond any doubt that the great God is allowing the kings of the East to rise and conquer for a glorious purpose. Discover the hope behind the harrowing headlines. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request China's Dangerous Move Against America and Russia and China in Prophecy. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.